Hopalong's Dream, Part 2, page 175. Old Sagebrush stepped forward, and the hare laughed. "You," he sneered, "you call yourself leader? You are too old. There would be no victory in fighting you." Hopalong knew that this hurt the old fox's feelings, and the others knew it too. But Sagebrush wasn't prepared to let himself be goaded into a fight he couldn't win. So he said, "Then let me name one who will take up your challenge on my behalf." "By all means," sneered the hare, "if you can find one strong enough." So saying, he gave another impressive leap across the sky. "Fang is my strength," said old Sagebrush. "But our weakest is strong enough to put you in your place, you overgrown rabbit." "Ho, ho," laughed the hare in mock glee. "An overgrown rabbit, am I? We'll soon see about that." Thereupon, he made a fierce warning sound by grinding his teeth. They could hear the sound being picked up and relayed by other hares across the hills. And in what appeared to be no time at all, hundreds of hares had bounded over the stone walls and gathered around in a huge circle to watch them. "They say I'm just an overgrown rabbit," announced the big hare who had called them. The other hares ground their teeth and grinned widely at the idea. "Me, Lepus, leader of hares, an overgrown rabbit," he continued. He gave several more long leaps. Then, turning again to his fellow hares, appealed to them, saying, "What will we do with them?" "Kill them," cried the other hares. "Kill them." Lepus bade them be quiet. "I am not only the leader of the hares, I am a great hare. No, I will not kill them, not yet." He turned to the foxes and told them, "I am Lepus the Great. I can jump higher than any other hare. So here's what I will do. If you can prove yourselves worthy by jumping higher than I can, I will let you go." The other hares ground their teeth and grinned and rubbed their front feet together in glee. They knew no other creature could jump as high as Lepus. Hopalong knew, as all the foxes did, that they could not possibly jump as high as any hare, not to mention Lepus. Even the strongest of them knew it. They turned to old Sagebrush. The old fox knew it, but he said to Lepus, "You have laughed at me because I am weak, but there is one of us who is weaker, and it is he who will take up the challenge." So saying, he turned to Hopalong and told him, "Hopalong, it is you who brought us here, so it is you who must outjump the hare." "What?" exclaimed Lepus indignantly. "You dare to put up a three-legged fox against Lepus the Great? That would be no contest." "Of course, if you are afraid," replied old Sagebrush. "Afraid?" said Lepus. "I am afraid of no fox, and certainly not one with three legs. Let the contest begin." Silence descended on the hillside, and Hopalong's heart sank. The old fox, he realized, was offering him no words of wisdom, no thoughts of cunning, and he'd have to think his way out of this one himself. It was plain they couldn't outrun the hares, and anyway they were surrounded, and being outnumbered, they couldn't fight. He also knew he couldn't jump half as high as Lepus, so he lay down and put his head on his paw and thought about it. Maybe, he thought, his hind legs had become stronger than any other fox's because of his handicap. But then, what was it that old Sagebrush had said back at Beechpaw? He had said it wasn't a question of strength, that if it was, a bull could catch a hare. If that was so, there must be some other way to deal with this hare. But what was it?